Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate that you listen to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and also leave us some feedback. Rate us. Give us a review. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
You're deranged. You're out of control. You're detached. You're nuts as a parent at a sports event, especially your kid's sports event. Joe Davidson of the Sacramento Bee wrote a piece recently about it. It caught my attention. I nodded with every word. It's a good follow on Twitter, and he joins us now. How are you, Joe?
John, I'm good. Good to hear from you from my home state of Oregon.
There you go. Yeah, you grew up here. Where'd you grow up?
Northeastern corner, Wallowa County, up there in the mountains, a little town, Enterprise High School. We used to be the Savages, but that was politically incorrect, and people got in an uproar, so now we're the Outlaws, which might be offensive to Outlaws, I'm not sure, but it's the world we live in.
I'll tell you this, the parents at those sports events in that tiny corner of Oregon are probably as deranged as anywhere. I see it all over the place. I found myself nodding with you. I think parents in general have just become unhinged.
You know, and John, when did it start? I've been doing this media gig with the Bee for 30 years, and it's been there as long as I've been around. So it's not a new era problem. It's not a city problem. It's not a suburban problem. It's not a small town problem. It's not a large town problem. It's a society problem. And I think what we see and hear is these parents go to these games and they have good intention. They want the best for their kid, but they don't know how to, too many of them don't know how to, show it. They just boil over. They're angry at the officiating. They're upset with the coaching. They're, upset with the parking prices and the venue. It's just complain. It's a stereo negativity of just everybody's in a, they show up angry sometimes. That's not everybody, but it only takes one or two or three bad parents at a sporting event to just really cause a bad deal, whether it's a high school game, a little league game, a youth football, even in college athletic. And you've been around, John, you've done stuff at all levels. And one thing I think we could agree on is it just seems like parents or even just fans at any level are convinced that the referees or umpires are out to screw them. You talk about Virginia in the Final Four, there's an avalanche of people out there out to get us. Nobody's out to get anybody. And I talked to Mike Carrera, who's worked in the NFL office, was a referee. He does it for Fox Sports now as an analyst. And he says the real problem and the trickle-down effect is it's a stunning decline of referee and umpire participation numbers in the youth and high school levels. And that's a real concern to the point where in California – there's discussion that's already happened in some parts of the state where freshmen and junior varsity games will not have umpires, and either the parents do it or they won't have games. And then you're going to have real chaos, and who loses is the kids.
I'm looking at the college entrance scandal that we see, Felicity Huffman and people involved in, and I'm going, okay, this isn't just a sports thing. Parents are meddling in everything. And I think, I've got three daughters. I get the temptation to, inject yourself into things. But when I'm at a sports event, I am well aware, because I umpired as a kid, I'm well aware that that's a kid out there calling those little league games. And I kind of just sit back a little bit. And I feel like as a nation, like our parents have just become so involved in our children's outcomes that we're trying to steer everything and we just got to stop. How do we stop?
There's got to be something, whether it's a little league program or high school program, where maybe the leagues and the coaches or the associations mandate that parents have to go to some kind of training, or they fill out, a questionnaire and sign a waiver that says you will not be unruly, you will not be a buffoon, or you're subject to getting thrown out. Otherwise, it's going to continue. And, you see some of these stories, whether it's youth wrestling or youth baseball or football, where the parents charge onto the mat or onto the football field or onto the basketball arena to go after a coach or go after a referee. And that's not only is that just, something like a hooliganism out of a soccer match across the globe, that's it's criminal. And you know, the people who really feel it the most are the kids. And there's nothing more anguish. There's no more anguish to see a kid cringe when he knows his dad or his mom is just barking behind them, you know, at the backstop or on the sideline. And, you know, John, it's everybody's convinced, you know, that everybody's against them. And it's just so wrong to think that way. And, you know, high school and youth officials and umpires and referees are not perfect, but they certainly don't deserve the avalanche of criticism. I always like to think, hey, if you're so disgusted with the umpiring at this 8-year-old game, then get off your bench and your high horse and go umpire a few innings. They'll change their tune really fast. And in some leagues, if you coach in a league, you know, a youth basketball league or a baseball league, you have to also umpire or officiate one game a week, or you don't participate. And what it does is it enforces this coach to, hey, you know, it's not easy running the baseline or up and down, you know, or the up and down the football field. So, but you know, I don't know how the success is on that, but I've seen that happen over the years, and people change their team. But we're outnumbered. There's more parents than there are, you know, umpires and referees. And John, I don't see how it's going to end anytime soon unless they start mandating people clean it up, or they're going to just get thrown out.
Joe Davidson with us, Sacramento Bee. The state of Oregon's running into the same thing with officiating. I will constantly get hit up from people with the Officials Association saying, hey, can you put the call out? We need basketball officials, or we need football officials, because they have seen reductions and declines in that. What happens if there's no officials?
No games. No games. And, you know, sometimes in a freshman or JV or in high school or at a youth level, you might get reduced down to one umpire or referee or official, or if you have none. And then it's just what are they going to do? Continue to cancel games? That's just it's a terrible thing. And, you know, and it really backlogs when there's rainy seasons up there in Oregon or even down here in California. We've had a lot of rain, so the games get all bunched up and put together. And it's just a turnoff. And I, you know, I appreciate covering high school regional sports. We got a great area to do it here in California. But it just makes my skin crawl to hear people just complain, and they're just disgusted with what they see, and they don't seem to realize that they're a huge problem. And we did a story where there were studies that 80% of the 15,000 referees and umpires across the country that were polled for high school and youth sports said that the reason they're getting out is because of the fan behavior. That's just for all the wrong reasons, and they're just not worth it. They don't like to get chased into the parking lot. They don't have things thrown their way, and sometimes these fans with the internet, they'll find out where these people live, and how sick is that? And makes you wonder what's going to happen to the referee who did the Final Four, you know, the Virginia game. You know, people are going to find out where he lives, and death threats or you know, vandalism in his property. People take it so serious. You know, you can see it to a twisted degree at the college level, but for youth sports, it's just wrong. It's kind of just dominoes at all levels.
Joe Davidson, Sacramento, be with us. All right, let's be real here. Is it moms or dads who are the bigger offenders? Because I want to say it's dads, but I go to the games, I hear a lot of the moms.
Oh, I think it's both. I went to an all-star high school event the other day for basketball, and it's for charity. It's been around for 42 years, called the Optimus All-Stars. And even the referees, these are good referees. They do the high school state championships. The ones who live in town volunteered. So everybody's volunteering. The people running the scoreboard and picking the official score, they are volunteers. The mothers jump out of their seat and were cursing and gesturing as if, somebody took their tax returns and ran off with their earnings or something. They were just disgusted. So I think it's a tie. And I had, you know, you could see these mothers get up and just start screaming, cursing, and other people just kind of pulled away. I think it's a tie. And I think, you know, sometimes you see sometimes the youth coaches, you know, they're fathers and they're coaching their kids. And there's nothing more absurd to me to see a 9-year-old football team and the coach has headsets and he's got the laminated play sheets, you know, clipped to his belt. What is this, the Atlanta Falcons? I mean, that's just ridiculous. And so they're overdoing it. And I think it just perpetuates it all over. And then, you know, we're in an era of social media. And so it that fans it all, too. And, you know, and media, you know, you're wearing them. And the public eye, guys like you and me. So I know you've gotten your share. I've gotten mine. And these are some of these who are very angry people, and they feel that same thing where, you know, you're out to get us. No, we're out to get anybody, kind of thing. So, you know, and I'm talking to you, John, the Oregon State hater. I'm sure you've heard that 15
years. No, I heard it from, I'm the Oregon hater. I'm the Oregon State hater. People in Tampa think I hate them, called their hockey building not a great venue. It's, you know, just...
Oh, man. No, it's and it's unfortunate because, you know, I think we've all heard these unfortunate stories where these kids, whether it's a volleyball player or a swimmer and or a softball player, where they quit after high school or through high school because they're burned out. And one of the reasons of the burnout is the parental pressure. And they're just piling on them. A lot of kids just don't want to do it anymore because they can't. It's no fun. It strips away the fun and athletics or supposed to be about fun.
Well, that's why I'm bringing you on, because maybe we're going to hold up a mirror today. I appreciate you, man. Joe, thank you.
Anytime.
Joe Davidson from the Sacramento Bee. You can check him out on Twitter. I want to hear from you, parents, especially youth sports parents. What do you see? You're in the front lines. How difficult is it for you to go, you know what, I need to be supportive of my kid, but... damn it, I don't need to meddle. How hard is that? 503-417-7575. In the 2 o'clock hour, I think we're going to do Who Got Smoked. Are we? Is it down for
what
2
it
o'clock?
Says.
Yeah. We'll do that in the 2 o'clock hour. Our golf update brought to you by The Reserve we'll also do in the 2 o'clock hour. Kelly Graves, Oregon women's basketball coach, is going to tell Final Four stories also in the 2 o'clock hour. What I'm saying is we're jam-packed, but right now, here and now, I want to talk to you about insane, rabid, detached, unhinged parents in youth sports. We just talked about it with Joe Davidson of the Sacramento Bee. He pointed out that they're having trouble in California finding officials to officiate youth and high school sporting events. I know that's going on at in the state of Oregon as well and in Southern Washington. I want to hear from coaches. I want to hear from parents. I want to hear from officials. 503-417-7575. Tell me how bad it is out there in your eyes, and what is the solution? Because I don't think it's limited to sports. I think this college entrance scandal is rooted in the same logic. It's parents trying to control the outcome for their children. Instead of saying, hey, look, I'm going to set you up, but you go out there and earn your grades, and you go out and take your ACT or SAT test, and you write your college letter. Those are your grades, your test scores, your letter. You get yourself into the best college you can get into. Parents are saying, let me take control of this. It's not that much different than the sporting events, I think, where they're trying to control the outcome, control the official, and control what goes on the court. Or on the field. But I want to hear from you at 503-417-7575. Ben's in Beaverton. He's going to lead us off. Ben, what do you think?
Hey, John. Thanks for taking the call. Well, for starters, I've been a coach for youth football for over 6 years now. And strictly voluntary. I don't have any kids on the team. My boy is 4 years old, so he's not quite playing yet. But I don't think it's as bad as it is made out to be. I think it's definitely enhanced with viral videos. But I think Mr. Davis had it right, because what we do with our team, right at the beginning of the season, we actually hold a meeting with the parents. And the first thing we say is, you have any problem with the coaching or any problem with the officials, just, you know, button it, zip it up. It doesn't matter. You're going to cost us yards, everything like that. And if you want to say something about the coaching, then I suggest you get a whistle, get some shoes, and come out and join us. Otherwise, keep your mouth shut. And that, setting that level of expectation, and it not only works for the players and our athletes, but it also works very well with the parents, and just letting them know we're not standing for it.
I've heard coaches say at the beginning of the season, Ben, I appreciate that, because I think sometimes expectations frame it all. I've heard coaches say in a parent meeting, first of all, if you hold a parent meeting, good on you as a coach. But I've heard them tell the parents, and I've been part of a group where they say, I don't want to have a conversation with you about your kid and their playing time or anything like that. I'll have that conversation directly with your kid. And I kind of like that. I had one coach who said, I don't want to see you guys carrying your kid's gear, their bag, their water bottle. That's their bag and their water bottle. Don't treat them like they're five. I think that's good. I also understand how badly you want your kid to have a positive result on the court or on the field. I get it. I felt that same pressure myself. I've had to check myself. And I think I have to play by different rules because I think people are well aware, hey, that's the sports guy. And my kid, especially the 16-year-old, is very sensitive to it. And she's like, Dad, hey, I don't want you speaking up in that situation. And I'm like, it's you. That's your event. I'm just here to support you, give you a ride. But it's a hard thing to do. I get it. Mike's in Longview. Mike, what do you think?
Hi, John. I agree there's a problem, and I think it's parents kind of living through their kids, you know, and it just is I've seen this, and it just is the one thing you were just talking about with the coaches having the meeting before. We had one parent that was banished to the back row at the basketball team. If they were allowed to come to the games, they had to sit way up there. It is a problem, and parents don't understand that none of their kids statistically are ever going to be pros. And very few of their kids are going to ever play a college sport. So let them have fun. Just let them do it.
The one thing you don't want to do, because, look, I think sports, high school sports, let's talk high school. I think high school sports is a great opportunity for kids to be around other healthy kids. Studies show that kids who participate in sports in high school are healthier. They get better grades. There are lower rates of teen pregnancy, lower rates of issues that are often, the type of issues such as depression and kids who are struggling with social issues. Sports help those things. Kids find support on teams. That's all healthy. That's good. That has nothing to do with your kid playing at the next level. Also, I think it's a great opportunity for your kid to learn how to fail. I think learning how to fail is an important thing. I saw a guy with a tattoo the other day. He was walking through the airport. I was in Florida. His tattoo said, you know, something about, it's not all the times I get knocked down. It's about the times I get, you know, I get back up. And I was thinking to myself, how many times did that guy get knocked down to say, I need to print this on myself? But the bottom line was, I think there's some truth in that. I think that one of the greatest things that sports can give your kid is it can show them, hey, this is a place to fail. And you find out it's not the end of the world when you fail. It's a wonderful place to learn how to lose, how to deal with adversity, and find out how resilient you are. Because think about this. If you're a parent, your kid never struggles, never has any kind of adversity, never has to battle through something or else. I just think that's a really bad formula for an adult. Okay, your parents solved every problem that you had as a kid, and you had nothing but success. You never struck out 15 times in a row. You never made an error in a game. You never got benched. Good luck in the real world, because that's not reality. Bad things are going to happen in your life. You're going to hit speed bumps. People are going to lose their jobs. There are going to be health problems. Somebody might die. And if that's the first time in your life that you're dealing with some kind of adverse situation, I don't think you're going to be equipped. I just don't. Let's go to Jay, who's in Oregon City, wants to talk about college basketball. Jay, what do you got? You got to be quick.
Man, I hope I can remember everything I wanted to say.
All right, then hold on. I'm going to take you on the other side of this. Because I got like 25 seconds. You're going to have to hold that thought, Jay. Kelly Graves coming up, too. When did he know about Sabrina Ionescu's decision to come back to Oregon? I'll ask the Ducks coach that. Jay will get to finish his thought if he can remember. Let's find out what Jay can remember. It's an adversity moment for Jay. And Jay was lucky enough to have a parent who let him struggle as a kid, so he knows how to deal with this.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.